This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show as we keep an eye on the skies around here. And we think maybe around 8 o'clock we'll start to see some of this weather. Clearly, if you're further west and north, you're going to see it sooner than that. If you're listening to us out in Troy or north there, west of Wentzville, obviously they've already got snow in some parts of the state. So question is, what's it going to look like? Well, we don't know. We'll have a better idea by 8 o'clock, and we will talk to Dave Murray, our meteorologist, then. We're going to get him on the air to get you an up-to-date forecast just as this thing starts to move into the area. Yesterday, even Dave, I got to say, even Dave was very hesitant to put a number on this thing yesterday. Fox 2 this morning is saying they've got lines drawn across the St. Louis area, like west of O'Fallon, Missouri, and to the north, they expect more snow. Maybe 5 or 6 inches.
I saw your buddy Kent at the Fox last night.
Oh, did you really?
At Shucked. And I said, Kent, how many? And he's like, keep watching.
Even he, you couldn't nail him down,
no.
Could you? No, you see what I'm saying? They're leery to do that because they've been burned so many times, I think. But Fox 2 is showing maybe 5 inches to the north and east when you get in between maybe O'Fallon, Missouri, and downtown somewhere in the 3-inch range is what they're saying, and then less than that as you go south, but a greater chance of ice when you get south. We're always on that line. Dave Murray said it's hard to say exactly why, just because we're sort of in the middle of the country, but you're going to get a mix of something, and a number of schools have just preemptively called off. My daughter's school called off in the last hour. I got the message that they will just go ahead and take a snow day. Because a lot of the kids drive themselves to these high schools, and they would have to drive home in this mess whenever it hits.
Well, there is a caveat to that.
Yes.
Well, because they were supposed to be off Friday, and they're saying since they're taking off today, now the agreement is they have to be there on Friday. And I wonder how many students would rather have Friday and Monday off because of the holiday instead of Wednesday, go back Friday.
Or parents who have already made plans.
Well, yes. But here's the deal that came out. They sent out an email yesterday from our school that said, if you've already made travel plans, because it was a Friday to Monday, long
four
weekend.
Four days off.
If you've already made travel plans, contact the attendance office for an excused absence. So they made that accommodation for people that had already made plans to leave town. I thought that was pretty smart. So we'll see if all the districts do that or not. And if they don't, maybe you should recommend it.
Because, well, they should, because you're right. Parents could be saying this is a good, you know, flights would probably be cheap, especially if you're trying to go to, you know, someplace.
Somewhere warmer.
Somewhere warmer. Yeah.
Like if you're going to Spirit
travel season
to get on the Lear, to your personal Learjet and fly down to the islands for the weekend, you need to know what your days off are.
Go to Tahiti for 4 days.
You have to tell your private airline pilot.
Because all of us have a personal jet out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. But there could have been people, lots of people traveling on a four-day weekend, maybe for college visits or anything like that. We got that facing us here at some point, for sure, with our youngest. All right, coming up, we are going to get to our friend Nicole Murray. We'll get a check of business, some inflation numbers due out today that will no doubt impact the stock market. So we'll get an update from Nicole. Next hour, we're going to talk to Genevieve Wood, our friend over at the Heritage Foundation, about the effort by Donald Trump to crack down on anti-Christian bias and just how big of a problem that really is. They've taken a look at a great article there on the Daily Signal about that. We're going to talk to Genevieve at about 7:20. A little later this hour, we'll give away some Doobie Brothers tickets as well. Right now, Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, I think this rolls into metropolitan St. Louis between about 8 and 10 a.m., a little earlier to the west. Then it tapers off late this afternoon.
All right, that was my buddy Matty Chambers over at Channel 4 just a few minutes ago, saying that's rolling in here, you know, around 8 o'clock is what they think. And how much snow we're going to get? Well, I don't know. We'll talk to Dave Murray, our meteorologist, coming up at about 8:45.
We do find it sort of rather odd that people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth.
You think Nancy Pelosi had a drink in her hand when Elon Musk said that yesterday? They want to find out how that happened. How have these people become uber rich on not an uber rich person's salary?
Swear in public very well, but we have to Trump. Please don't tell my children that I just did that.
Yeah, we are watching the complete meltdown of the Democrat Party. They are reduced to dropping F-bombs because they don't know what else to say.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. And I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
There you have it. Mark Fogel, the American hostage from Russia. The hostage is really the best way of looking at it. He was a political prisoner. He was a prisoner in a Russian prison the last 3.5 years. Now, minus the last 3 weeks, this is a rhetorical question, who was in charge? Minus the last 3 weeks, who was in charge of during the time of his 3.5 years in a Russian prison on marijuana charges? Yeah. Come on, man. That's who was in charge. And Brittany Griner got a free trip home, and we traded some murderer, mass murderer for her. And this guy's been languishing in a prison because Joe Biden didn't care about him. And he's not the only one. There are other Americans in Russian prisons over there that Donald Trump's already talked about another one that's going to be released. They haven't said the person's name yet, but coming up here shortly, they're going to bring the other one home. So, you know, I'll never forget this, Kim. I'll go back a few years. But when the United States went into Grenada back in the, 1983, I think maybe it was. And 83?
Before I was 83, born, I believe 84. You are correct.
Thank you. And anyway, they had American students at the medical school there. And troops went in. They rescued them. They took over the island from the communists, and they flew the Americans. When the kids got off the plane in America, they ran down the steps of the airplane and knelt down and kissed the tarmac. I used to have that poster on the back of my door when I was in college. And that's what I felt like yesterday when I saw Mark Fogle. Mark Fogle is thankful to be an American. He said this yesterday in some of his comments about the fact that I can't believe I'm back. I mean, it's like I feel like I'm in a dream world right now. Listen to this guy.
I'm a middle class school teacher who's now in a dream world.
We're going to show you the Lincoln bedroom in a little while. It's a very special, special place. Appropriate for tonight. Very appropriate.
And thank you all. And I love our country. And I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
Yeah. He was speechless. The emotion was amazing. It has a profound impact on somebody when their country comes through for them like that. Like Brittany Griner, who no longer kneels for the national anthem. It even had an impact on her. But thank God that you've got a president now that's willing to do that. And when they ask him what he gave up to get Mark Fogle back, he said not much. So it couldn't have been that difficult, right?
Do you think we'll ever find out what he gave up?
Oh,
because
I'm sure.
Typically,
it'll come out. It'll come out. Whatever it was. I mean, I'm sure Putin didn't do it for because he was in a good mood that day.
Right.
There had to be something.
I mean, I know Trump's very effective and powerful, but I don't think he got him back just saying, you know what, we need him back.
We'll find out shortly. I'm sure the left will be convinced that it was Russian collusion. Don't you think? All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Again, I mentioned inflation numbers due out today. That can always throw a kink in the markets. I don't know what they're thinking about this. We'll check in with our friend Nicole Murray here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. Happy birthday to Michael McDonald, right? St. Louisan.
Ferguson.
Michael McDonald. How old is he today?
73.
73 years old. Wow. That man is amazing and still out there doing it and going to be out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater September 4th with his band, the Doobie Brothers. You have a chance to go. We have two tickets we're giving away right now. If you are caller number 9 to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, caller 9. We'll get the pair of tickets, and we'll give away more tickets tomorrow and Friday. So be sure and tune in for that. Happy that we can accommodate you for that, and good luck. Good luck to you. I started to play part of this a little earlier, and I want to get back to it because I haven't had a chance to play the whole thing yet. But the left hates Elon Musk because they can't control him, right? We know that. And Musk just seems to be, well, I mean, he's irritated by the fact that he's constantly the butt of their jokes, and they call him the co-president, even though he's not, you know, he's just a volunteer, basically, who's agreed to help the president root out waste. What are they so afraid of? I don't know. But they ought to be a little bit concerned, particularly, I would think, people like Nancy Pelosi, who has enriched herself with the insider trading that goes on in Washington, D.C. for years. How did it happen? Well, Elon Musk wants to know how it happened. And unfortunately for her, and for maybe Elizabeth Warren, and maybe the others like the Biden family, he is turning his vision, his X-ray Doge vision on some of those politicians, and they may not all be Democrats, don't get me wrong, but I'm thinking that some of the high-profile Democrats that I know make depending on how long they've been there, they make $180,000 a year. Now, that's a fine salary, but I would ask you this, if you made $180,000 a year, let's say you make 50 now and your salary suddenly jumped to 150, my experience through my career has been that whenever I've gotten a pay raise, oddly, my expenses have risen to meet it. pretty quickly.
Yeah, that usually happens. Like, that's why there's people who are quote unquote rich really are in some cases poor in the sense that they're in massive amounts of debt because they're spending so much.
There's rarely a windfall. Let's put it that way, right? You make more money, you get a new job, you get a $10,000 a year pay increase, you think you're cooking with gas, and then at the end of the week or the month, you don't seem to have a whole lot more money than you had before you got the pay raise. That's just what happens. So while $180,000 is a fair salary, if you're a congressperson, you have to maintain a residence in Washington, and you have paid for that out of your pocket, and you have to maintain whatever place you live in back here. Now, I think your office covers the flights back and forth. You may get a few meals covered, but you're not rich. Maybe you have a spouse that makes $182,000, and then you're doing fine. But if you're the sole breadwinner at $180,000 and you're in Congress, you're not rich, and there's no way in hell the normal person would be able to accumulate tens of millions of dollars in wealth over 10 or 15 years making $180,000 a year, unless you live in a grass hut and have no expenses whatsoever and don't live and you bank it all, and most people don't.
I think a lot of the Congress members do live in grass huts.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm overlooking. Listen to Elon Musk here. Go to cut 8, please, Carl.
We do find it sort of rather odd that, there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from. Maybe they're very good at investing, in which case we should take their investment advice, perhaps. But there seems to be mysteriously they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where does it come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthier at taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
Woo! Hey, Nancy. That's Elon knocking at the door. Could be big balls knocking at the door. I don't know. Trying to figure out exactly where all of that money came from. Can you imagine the sale of Tums in Washington, D.C. if he actually moves forward to this? I tell you honestly, I hope he's got Secret Service protection. There will be people who might want to take him out if he threatens their livelihood like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got their money so deep in the honeypot, their hands so deep in the honeypot right now that there's no way in hell they wouldn't get caught. So we'll see what happens with that. Love that fact that Elon is going there. I really do. Coming up, Nicole Murray, and then we'll get to end of the news about 6:45. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. Coming up here in a little while, I'm going to get to this, I promise you. They've released the list from the state of Missouri on all of the vanity plates that were rejected in Missouri in 2024. And believe it or not, the number was down a little bit, but some of them, I can't, there's some creative people out there, but not creative enough that they didn't get caught trying to get some pretty funny ones on vanity plates. And many of them referred to that Hawk Tua girl. They were trying to spell it in all these different ways, thinking that they could get that on, apparently.
I'm just so tired of that girl.
I know,
why are we
I
giving
know,
her so much attention? Like, what?
I don't know.
She said something really stupid on TV, and she has made probably millions of dollars off of that.
I've had to go through the list. It's extensive, and highlight the ones that I can actually get away with saying on the radio, because some of them you couldn't, and somebody wanted them on their license plate. I don't know. All right, we'll get to that coming up. Right now, let's get to Nicole Murray.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nicole, good morning to you.
Good morning.
For people, they hear Nicole's voice on here, they probably might wonder what she looks like. If you're watching the socials on X or Facebook or Rumble or YouTube, Carl found a nice picture of you, and he's got it up on the feed this morning, Nicole. And for a brief moment, I was also in the middle of your face there for some reason. I don't know why, Carl. Was there some switcher problem or what?
Ethan's not here.
Oh,
today.
They crossed over. Okay. All right. Anyway.
It's a good picture of you, Nicole. You're laughing. It's a good, really good candid shot.
Well, thank you. You guys are making me feel so pretty this early in the morning.
Well, absolutely.
It's a good picture of you.
Your hair looks nice, too.
Oh, thank you. Guys, thank you. Stop but don't stop.
Who else has a compliment for Nicole?
We asked her. She's probably just said something smart aleck to Gordon Deal there, and she's laughing. That's probably where that picture came from.
I will let you know you once give him I a good see which picture it
you
is.
You give him a hard time
you
in the morning. That's fantastic.
You're in a reddish maroon top.
She's probably worn that top many a time.
That could have been from several years ago, Carl. We don't know where that picture's from, do we?
No.
In front of a microphone?
Yes.
You are in front of a microphone.
I think the true tell sign is the fact that your hair is done. And I know for me, like I'm wearing a baseball hat right now. It's a big deal if I style my hair. So that might actually help you narrow down which day it was.
Yeah, I think I might know which photo you... Well, guys, thank
see,
you.
See, I told you, that is really what can narrow it down for women.
Do you like that one? Because we also have your professional headshot in the blue blazer.
That's right.
I mean, I would love a nice carousel of beautiful photos of me, but
there you
I
go.
Won't be too diva-ish.
We'll put them in the rotation. How about that, Nicole? Is that okay?
No, but thank you guys so much. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. I understand we got some inflation numbers coming out today. Is that right?
Oh, you'd be so right about that.
All right. Tell us about it.
All right. Futures are mixed ahead of today's inflation data. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 123, the NASDAQ down 70, the S&P 500 up 2. The outlook for the January CPI calls for a monthly increase of 0.3% for the all items index and a 12-month inflation rate of 2.9%. Core readings are projected at 0.3 and 3.1% respectively. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased to 6.95% last week from 6.97% the previous week. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Applications to refinance a home loan jumped 10% compared with the previous week and were 33% higher than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase fell 2% for the week. Restaurant Brands International have reported same-store sales growth of 2.5%, fueled by the better-than-expected performance from Burger King and Popeye's U.S. restaurants. Revenue came in at $2.3 billion, which did come ahead of predictions made by LSEG analysts. Shares of the company rose more than 1% upon the news. Tesla shares fell 6% and have dropped for 5 straight days, wiping out over $200 billion in market cap. The latest slide came after Chinese rival BYD announced plans to develop autonomous vehicle technology with DeepSeek. Amazon is opening a parapharmacy in Milan, Italy, that features a range of beauty and personal items. The store also includes a selection of non-prescription, over-the-counter medications. Amazon has continued to tweak its physical store footprint over the years. And finally, now about romance, or lack thereof. A Chicago zoo is offering a way for you to get over your ex this Valentine's Day. Simply make a $15 donation to have a cockroach named after a former lover before it's fed to a resident animal.
Do you then send the video of that cockroach to your ex?
I mean, I would.
It's a little passive aggressive. It's a little aggressive, isn't it?
I was going to say, I don't think
it's
passive aggressive. That's just straight
that's
up
just aggressive.
Yeah,
that's true. They're doing something like that at the aquarium over here, aren't they, Carl?
Yes, they are.
They did. You could donate money and they would...
Worms.
For worms or, you know, something like that. And then they would feed it to some of the fish.
I mean, you know what? It's kind of silly, but I guess they are finding some way to raise money and they know people will actually pay to do it.
And I don't even need to send the video to my ex. It's kind of just knowing, like, you just got fed to a hippopotamus. Like, I feel good about that.
It's yeah. Like, I guess so. Like, I don't know. I didn't end up having that problem. I didn't end up having a former girlfriend that I just despised that badly.
I don't have any exes where I am on really bad terms. I feel like any of my exes, I would be friendly if I saw them.
And really?
Yeah. I don't.
All of them?
I think. I can't. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I don't feel like there were. I mean, of course, you have bad things happen. And when the breakup happens, it can be hard. And maybe you're on bad terms initially. But there's nothing after all these years. I mean, my husband and I had been together since 2020. We've been married for almost 3 years now. So it's not, I mean, enough time has passed. It's not like I would still be angry after all these years. I don't have any ill feelings.
Not that I'm angry, but like a lot of these guys are blocked right now. So
yeah,
I wouldn't exactly walk up and be like, oh my God, hey, how are you? And more kind of just avoid eye contact.
Yeah, no kidding. If you've had to block them, for sure.
Yeah.
You get any restraining orders out there, Nicole?
No restraining
orders
good. Yet.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
That's funny. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, great having her on here. That's a strange question. I mean, I've been married over 30 years. I would have to go back and really dig through the memory banks to figure out if there was anything that negative. Maybe. Oh, I guess I can't even say that. No, I don't think so.
No, I mean, I can think of things that happened that were bad with exes.
If you'd had your heart broken.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's hard when you're going through it.
The person left you at the altar or something like that.
Even if you broke up with them, it can still be hard. It's still the end of, you know, you talking to someone likely every day, seeing them regularly, and that person's just suddenly out of your life. That's still very difficult. But unless, I guess, you absolutely hate the person and are trying to get as far away from them as possible,
Carl,
which can be the case.
Who's the general from Star Wars that said, it's a trap?
That would be Admiral Ackbar.
Admiral Ackbar. I think of Admiral Ackbar when I say that. I feel very lucky because my wife has told me for many years she never wants me to spend too much on Valentine's Day. Don't ever get her flowers because they cost too much money at Valentine's Day and then they die in a couple of days. For the longest time, she didn't want chocolate because she didn't want the extra calories.
You sound really Midwestern when you say chocolate.
Chocolate. She didn't want any chocolate.
My mom, both my parents are from the, you know, New England area. And so they are very like, when I, you know, growing up, it was always like, Kim, it's not doctor, it's doctor. My mom is like the grammar queen and taught us so much about how to write papers and everything. And she'd always, you know, lovingly correct me, Kim, it's doctor. I don't know how to say that.
She didn't say highway farty.
Oh, gosh, that would she'd be cringing. But the way you just said chocolate tells me everything I need to know.
She doesn't want chocolate.
And you're from Ohio.
I know.
Are there any of your exes that your significant other would not like you speaking with?
Any of them, I would
imagine.
Well,
I don't think you should be speaking with exes. I think that's weird.
Well, then.
I mean, unless you have a child with them or something.
Well, that's understandably, if you have like shared custody, I get you have to. To a degree, talk with them, but should you be reaching out and going back and forth and asking how they are?
You just said you were friendly with all of them
No, no, no. I said I would if I saw them in public. Like if I ran into them walking down the street, that I would be nice to them. I wouldn't feel this need to run behind a building and freak out or lash out in anger. That's what I meant by that. When I say friendly, I don't talk to any of my exes.
That's true. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Different than how it was being portrayed.
Oh, well, there we go. I'm glad you asked me about that so I could clarify.
Yeah, you're not hanging out
Michael,
with
are you listening?
Oh.
Yeah, no. I mean,
Happy Valentine's
I think
week,
it's very
everybody.
Odd if people keep in touch with their exes and keep going back and forth and asking how they are. Like, that's weird.
That is
inappropriate.
Isn't that what Facebook is for?
That's inappropriate. Yes.
Facebook has
Instagram,
broken up more than a few marriages.
Even liking the picture. Like, don't engage like that.
Yeah, it's true. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Next hour, we'll talk to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal, and he's taking a look at the legal issue with some of these federal employees who Donald Trump has given them a buyout offer, and he said some of them might take the buyout offer and still be able to sue the federal government. I'm anxious to figure out why. We'll talk to Jeremy at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Shopify, which is an e-commerce platform, has taken down an online store belonging to Kanye West for selling t-shirts with a picture of a swastika on them. The company says the merchant did not engage in authentic commerce practices and violated our terms. Kanye West, who now, by the way, goes by Yee, used to have a partnership with Adidas, but remember, that company ended up severing ties with him because he made several anti-Semitic comments. I forget what the comments were.
He says he loves Hitler and he's a Nazi.
Oh, well, that. Okay. Yeah, I'd classify that as anti-Semitic.
That'll do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But get this. So he did that Super Bowl commercial, which was him in the dentist's office, and he put his website on there. That swastika shirt was the only thing for sale. That was it.
That was the only... Oh, boy.
Didn't he have, like, a crazy rant the other week on X and then tried
He's
to defend it and
X,
then went back? The guy is off his rocker. He clearly is dealing with some mental health issues, which is really sad.
Like Seth Rogen and other Jewish people said, hey, could you take his stuff down? They sent it to Elon Musk, and Elon's like, yeah, he's crazy. So he is currently off of X.
Wow.
Probably sounds like it's for the best for now.
Another breakdown.
No all right, kidding. This is a heads up to all the pet owners. So, Mark, Sue, talking to you guys.
Yes.
Pet owners are being told they might need to re-register their pet's microchip. That's because the microchip company Save This Life abruptly went out of business. So if your pet has a microchip through that company, which, by the way, nationwide, so this affects people all over the country, the owner information, your owner information, would no longer show up if your pet gets lost and they try to scan it. So what they're saying is you can check your pet's adoption papers or medical records to try to find the microchip number, or you can just stop by a vet's office or an animal shelter and they'll scan it and let you know what that microchip number is.
I would think that the vet's offices would be reaching out to people because I have no idea what the chip is in my dog. I mean, it was done...
Probably before you got her.
Maybe at the breeder. I can't remember, but it was done... before we got her, and I have no idea what the name of the company was.
Yeah, I probably have it somewhere in papers, but yeah, that is a difficult proposition to find that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
I think that is the challenge. A lot of people
do you want to get them re-registered. Does the pet know?
Vet.
Oh.
No, I think that's a really good question. Does the pet know? You should ask your pet. What is your microchip number?
Oh, my God.
Pull your own weight.
Bark one.
My dog can't. My dog is a retriever and can't figure out how to bring a ball back half the time. I don't think she knows that.
I think you should give her more credit. She might not know how to bring a ball back, but she might know her microchip number.
She knows when it's time
Summers
for dinner.
Summers is smart, Mark.
No, Summers is not smart.
Well, Summers, okay. I hope you're
She's
not listening
sweet.
Right
She's
now.
She's sweet. Summers is sweet.
Well-behaved dog.
Yes. But sweet.
All right.
Smart.
For any guys who may have forgotten here, Valentine's Day is Friday.
Oh, what?
Dope.
Yeah. February 14th. And women are revealing their top icks for dating that will scare them off. So there's this poll of 2,000 adults who have dated found that 43% consider asking to meet the parents too quickly to be an ick. 39% believe posting photos with the new boyfriend or girlfriend in social media before the relationship is ready is coming on a bit too strong. But here's what Fox News was also talking about. They have the icks being picking out baby names.
No.
Talking about moving in together before you've seen their home and saying you love them very early on.
Oh, Matthew, that would be a red flag.
You're a single young man with a girlfriend.
Yes.
Have you done any of these things?
No, I have not. I'm sure there's plenty of other things that would be classified as icks. But no, I have not done any of those things. In fact, I've probably waited too long on almost everything we mentioned there.
Oh, but
Well, would you like to say anything on the air? Now is your time. You have the microphone.
No, I've rectified the situation since
okay,
then.
Okay, so you
but
said
I
love you.
Yes, yes. No, but I did take too long to like introduce to parents and bring up like when we're going to move in together. I was just kind of like, we're good right here and... No, we weren't. had to keep things progressing, and things progressed. So,
it's true. You have, like, both ends of the spectrum. Mark, you're raising
Carl,
your hand.
Would you answer the phone there? We've got somebody calling in here that we probably need to... Whoops, and he hung up, so sorry about that.
Was it Donald Trump?
Yes. No, well, when we bring Matthew into the studio, there's nobody sitting out there by the phones, and I saw a name on there. I'd been trying to get on the air, and it didn't work out. That's okay. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
That's just live radio. I just had to get his attention.
See, my husband and I got engaged after like 10 and a half months of dating.
Yes.
But I mean, I was 31 and we were both very intentional about dating and dating for marriage. I was not fooling around in the sense that I'm like, oh, let's just have fun. Like, no, I'm not wasting my time or your time out of respect.
You reached that point in life, right?
Yeah. I wanted to have a family.
Exactly.
You know? All right, you should. I don't know how many of you actually play the lottery. I'm not a big lottery player, but if you do, check your old lottery tickets because there's actually two unclaimed Missouri lottery tickets, both of them worth $1 million.
Wow.
No one's claimed them, and they're going to expire at the end of April. I think it was April 23rd was the exact date. So the lottery tickets came from Mega Millions drawings on October 25th and November 15th. Now, not sold in the St. Louis area, but plenty of people here in this area would go on vacation in Branson because that's where the first one was sold. And then that second ticket was sold in Kansas City. If you bought a lottery ticket, how are you not watching like a hawk to see what the numbers are?
That's a good question. Or here's the other thing. I think when the pot gets really big, like I know personally, Sue Thomas would never buy a lottery ticket until it was at least like $100 million.
Not even then.
I'm just kidding, Sue. But I think a lot of people think about it then, and then they buy it, and then they kind of forget about it because they know there was a winner somewhere, but they didn't think about the smaller prizes.
I guess. I don't know.
I always get the same message when I scan my lottery ticket. Loser.
Not a
winner. It says loser.
Not a winner.
Like they might as well just say loser.
They might as well do something to boost your esteem a little bit. Hey, you're not a winner. You're a loser is how you finish that, right? All right. I'll still buy lottery tickets. I don't care. Coming up, we will talk to our friend Genevieve Wood about the task force on anti-Christian bias that Donald Trump has started. We'll be back.